to the Down to Dunk podcast. It is April 18th, 2014. For some random people, it is not a significant day. It's just another Friday. But for Thunder fans and for NBA fans, it is more exciting than Christmas Eve. It is playoff basketball Eve.
Not more exciting than Christmas Eve, because Christmas is actually the best thing that could happen to someone.
You know what? Disagree.
Wrong.
Except if that you get wrong. Beat up on Christmas, I'm or sorry. You miss someone on Christmas.
I thought you were talking
us
about
older
Easter.
Folk. Us older folk. It's just not. You know. It's just not. You still like go home and sleep underneath the Christmas tree.
No. I like. I just like Christmas time now. No, Christmas is always sad for me now, as far as presents go. It's not the same that it used to be, for sure. But I like Christmas. The holiday is the best
holiday.
All right, so what we've got going on.
Okay.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I like
You're
holidays,
not
too.
Talk about this?
No. So this is the special holiday edition of the... No, we've got playoff matchups are set. They start tomorrow night. And so what we're going to do is we're going to walk through each...
Tomorrow morning.
We're going to walk through each playoff series, and then we're going to make predictions, talk about some things that stick out to us, series we're most excited about, series that we wish just didn't exist, and... That'll be the extent of this podcast. It's Luke, Andrew, Taylor, and myself, Jay. Let's get going.
Let's do it.
Let's get going.
Let's
okay.
Dive in.
Do we want to do the West first? Yes, we do. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
I was going to ask you guys, but I was like, why don't I just pick one? We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock here so that we don't overtalk. How about 4 minutes?
How about let's see... How many East series we can get under 3 minutes?
Let's do the East series in 2 minutes.
Let's do perfect. Each series.
Okay, 4 minutes for
seconds.
The West, 2 minutes for the East. Here we go. 4 minutes on the clock. We're talking Spurs. We're talking Mavericks.
Oh, Spurf Mavs battle from down under.
Dirk and Duncan.
Duncan.
How was that in the battle from
the Duncan?
Because Patty Mills is on that team, mate.
They're down under.
Baines?
Patty Mills?
Bainesy?
The lowest part.
He's definitely Bainesy.
The United States.
Okay, so...
How is everybody so jacked? It is 6 o'clock in the morning, and you guys were out all night last night.
That's why.
Delirious.
That's actually true for me.
Here's the problem
it's
with
like
the
an
Dallas...
hour and a half.
Problem with the Dallas Mavericks. They rank 22nd in defensive efficiency. They're one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. They can't defend the rim. They can't defend the perimeter. They can't defend the mid-region of the court.
This is
pretty much the entire court that you just described.
Correct.
This is the least intriguing West playoff matchup for me.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah,
I mean... The least intriguing.
Okay. Yes.
Not that he's not... Actually, yes. Not that you're not
you're
excited
right.
about it.
Not overall, or not like, hey, this will be okay basketball, because Dirk's going to win them maybe a game.
Yeah.
That's all I see. I see the series going 5. I know we're not to predictions
just
yet.
Just looked at it. I agree with you.
So I think that for me... It'll be fun to watch Dirk and Duncan go against each other, even though they won't probably play necessarily against each other.
Right.
It's a bad matchup for the Mavericks, in my opinion. Like
it's awful.
And I think the Spurs, as we kind of go through this a little bit more, I think the Spurs have, I mean, they're good. I think they're somehow better this year than they were last year. Some of that's health. Some of that's, I think, the addition of Patty Mills and what he has brought. I don't even know if he's new to the team necessarily.
No, he's not. He's been on the team.
But he's just seen, like, he just emerged as this important piece this year, which is
he hits shots. He's just awful defensively, though, is one of the problems with him. And that's why Jackson has killed them all season. Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe it's just one of those things with Pop just tries to neutralize the best scorer on the second, try to match him point for point. So. Mm-hmm. Like I said, least intriguing matchup for me in the playoffs. There's not a whole lot that I want to talk about as far as Spurs. I think Kawhi Leonard is, I don't know, man. If that guy was more of a personality, who knows what he would be as far as a superstar level at some point. And he'll get a chance because soon Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili will step off and he'll become the focal point of that team. But you think he'll actually guard some Dirk?
Oh, yeah. I think he will.
Because he's a little undersized for Dirk, but...
But that's proven to be effective in the past. Yeah. That's how you shut down Dirk. You don't you can't match his size. You have to go smaller. I mean, that's how the Golden State Warriors beat him back when he was the best Dirk. They put Steven Jackson on him. And so I think Kawhi Leonard a better defender than Steven Jackson was.
Yep. Luke?
It's like whatever.
So what are you guys calling? Let's quick predictions.
Spurs took all of the games in the regular season, but I love Dirk, so I'm going to give the Mavs one game. They're going to Dirk a game, so five games, Spurs.
2-6.
Spurs and five.
2-6.
Spurs sweep.
Sweep. Yeah, I could see a sweep, but I think five. I think Dirk hits a last-second shot in Dallas.
There's a game where Monte and Dirk just get hot, and Dirk's going to finish it.
Yeah. Man, speaking of just real quick, kind of talk about that game, and maybe we can – well, we'll transition to Thunder in a minute. But I had to follow it on Gamecast, but it seems like that Mavericks-Grizzlies game to end the season was one of the better games of the entire NBA season.
It was great. That the Thunder game, the end of the Thunder game, then the end of the Memphis-Dallas game was pretty awesome.
It's good stuff. Yes. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I did not actually watch the Thunder game.
I think you would have. I think you wouldn't be here today.
It was way better when I recorded it and rewatched it. It was like, okay,
you know it's gonna happen.
Knowing the outcome, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
It was stressful. It about killed me.
I watched the end of the Thunder game.
That's
oh, there's sorry guys, a duck just walked in.
That's all right. That's the all right. Next series.
You can bring it back when we talk Thunder, man.
Okay. I watched the end of the Thunder game. I got confused. I thought we lost. So it was a very confusing 3 to 5 minute period of my life.
Do you think they started using golf rules?
I just was confused. I just thought we were down by one. So I was watching the end of the game. I was like, what is going on? I thought we lost.
Next series, Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Memphis Grizzlies. 4 minutes on the clock. Go, Jay.
Andrew and I have these. Andrew always talks me off the cliff, which is why he's a good friend, because it's always one of these things after the Thunder play like they did against the Pistons and then like they did against the Pelicans and the Pacers and, you know, so many other teams kind of falling down the stretch just out of lack of effort. I just was ready to cash them in, you know. But the truth for me in this series with the Grizzlies is I think it's a bad matchup for Memphis. Oklahoma City has too many offensive weapons, and so they're going to get more points than the Grizzlies do. They are beefy. They have a lot of low post defenders that they can throw at. Really, the strong point of the Grizzlies being Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph. Anthony Randolph, not a low post threat. And so I think it's a bad matchup for the Grizzlies. And it's funny because their coach, whoever the random white guy they pulled off the streets of Memphis was.
David Yeager.
He was talking yesterday in a press conference just about how the matchup is more favorable for the Grizzlies. And if you kind of saw them playing against the Mavericks, like both of those teams wanted to not play the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Obviously because both of them in the recent history have been dominated by the Spurs in the playoffs. And so,
except for the Grizzlies did beat the Spurs
2 years ago. But last year they got swept in the conference finals.
And it was like nothing. No one, yeah. I don't remember one thing from that series.
No. You know, and so I think you can go, because we can spend maybe a little bit more time breaking this one down because it's a more important series. But you have Mike Conley, Russell Westbrook. Mike Conley's a good defender. Yeah. You cannot stay in front of Russell Westbrook because nobody can. Really.
Right.
Tayshaun Prince is their only option for Kevin Durant. Right? Courtney Lee. I mean, I don't know who else they'd throw out.
Tony Allen's pretty good on
Tony.
Allen. But, I mean, Tony Allen was really good last year when Durant was the only option. But then you go to the bench and they're lost. I mean, they don't have anybody to combat the athleticism of Reggie Jackson. Yeah. Kendrick Perkins and Serge and Steven Adams and Nick Collison, I think, can neutralize Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph. And so I don't see a big deal. What do you guys think?
I think Randolph's so much older now than he was like two years ago. Like, he was just a monster. And I just think that now he's not that big of a threat.
Not as.
And like, Andrew, was it you that tweeted from our DTD podcast?
Oh, I was tweeting.
That they had, like, only their three-point shooters. Like, they have three in the 30 percentage. What is it? What are you talking about?
What was that tweet? That was good.
The thing is that they really just have three shooters on their team.
Mike Miller,
who is actually one of the best shooters in the league.
He's so good.
And then it drops off pretty significantly to Mike Conley and to Courtney Lee, who are shooting, like, in the mid-30s. And the Thunder have a lot of guys who are shooting above 35% on the team. So, I don't know. They can't shoot from outside, and that's what has really killed the Thunder. And I feel like it's killed the Thunder in the regular season because they've been lazy. And I think that
I'd agree with that.
you know, like when they played the Spurs a couple years ago, they still didn't defend the three-point line well in the regular season, but they were able to defend the three-point line in the playoffs because they have that length and athleticism to recover.
Until they got rid of it and play the two old slow guys.
Yeah. Zebo actually is having a better season than he had last year statistically.
A renaissance?
He's a renaissance man.
I mean, not really a renaissance.
Oh, not a renaissance?
But, he's still very good.
Thunder won the series this year 3-1, didn't they?
And the only game they lost was without Russ.
Yeah.
So I'm honestly not afraid of this team. I do think that Memphis is going to steal a game or two from Oklahoma City. I think that they may even come in and surprise them game one. That's what they did.
They haven't lost, I don't think, since January in Memphis. I think I heard that on the way over here. I mean, Memphis is not a bad team, and
they're very good.
It's one of the few matchups I think in the Western Conference where we'll actually have a coaching advantage. Jaeger, I mean, he's just not there yet. I mean, he's pretty new.
First
year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Taylor?
Yeah, I just thinking back to the series last year, we obviously didn't have Russ, and then in every game was really close.
Yeah, the Thunder won every single one. They beat us.
Every game was so close, and you don't have Kevin Martin playing well, you don't have Ibaka playing well, but you have Russell this year, so KD being on his own is not going to be an issue. I hope they sweep them only because I don't want to watch more than four games of this Memphis series.
They're not going to sweep. I don't think they're going to sweep them.
Something that we haven't talked about that's important, though, is the development of Serge Ibaka. Like, they can't defend him.
No.
You know, Zach Randolph's not a good defender, and if you pull him away from the basket, it's the same thing with Marc Gasol. Like, you neutralize part of who they are, which is good. You know, I think that's a big deal. So let's talk predictions a little bit. Luke, what do you got?
I'm going to say they win one and we win in five.
Andrew? I'm saying Thunder in six. I don't know. A lot of people are talking about this series and thinking that Memphis could possibly upset the
Thunder. There are a lot of people on ESPN that picked them, yep.
But Kevin Durant is a better player. Russell Westbrook is.
Yes.
Serge Ibaka is.
Their
Kendrick Perkins has value in this series.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you give Scott Brooks a situation in which he can play Kendrick Perkins and it's a good thing, it's a favorable matchup for the Thunder.
And I think the biggest difference for that, and I know we're back at it again, but the bigger difference from that from last year to this year, I think the addition of Steven Adams is huge in this series.
Yeah.
He has proven to be able to physically match Zach Randolph. That's significant.
He can guard power forwards really well.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially Bulldogs like Zach Randolph. So I'm picking the Grizzlies, I'm picking the Thunder.
Whoa.
I'm picking the Thunder. I'm going to go with five. I don't see it. If it goes to six, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm picking five. Taylor?
Five. Wow. Okay, see.
Here's the deal. If the Thunder come out and win in four and blow the doors off of them, I will come back on the pod. And we'll just bow down to everything that Andrew's been telling me about
this. And I picked him in six.
Because it's all about effort, you know?
Like
it's,
yeah.
Anyway.
And we had more confidence
next
in
series
than he did.
All right. 4 minutes on the clock for Houston Rockets, Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, I'm excited.
4-5.
Oh, baby.
Oh, man. The Luke. Battle of Down Unders.
Now Houston,
this is definitely
Houston
not
dominated this regular season series, didn't they?
They
yes.
split it.
No, you're right. They did split it.
They did split 2-2?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yes.
They split 2-2.
I like this series a lot.
It's going to be close.
A lot.
This is going to be really strange because LMA and Dwight both have great games against each other, each other's teams. I think it's going to come down to guard play. I think Patrick Beverley is going to make Damian Lillard's life pretty difficult. And I don't know. I think I trust Harden more in this situation than I do any of the guards. Obviously, Harden is the best guard in the game. I think it's going to come down to guard play. That's an X factor I'm taking.
I think, yeah.
I'm going to take Portland.
All of that to say. Portland and four. All of that to say, Portland. I like some of those points. I like Beverly and the Damian Lillard. Like, that'll be a fun matchup to see. Batum, you know, Batum's a big piece of that, I think, going into this. He's a defender. I don't know how well he can guard Harden, but they can score. And we've known historically Houston doesn't play very good defense on the perimeter, and Portland can fill it up.
Yep.
LaMarcus Aldridge, him and Terrence Jones will be a big...
Do you think they'll put Dwight on him?
Yes, I do.
I don't know, because LA's most of his world is out of the paint.
Right. But so I just wonder if they would run like an Osick Howard lineup just for this team.
You think Howard can defend LaMarcus Aldridge 1-on-1?
Yeah.
Much better than Terrence Jones could probably.
I mean, Dwight's not that big. Like
I don't think he's super fast. Like, I guess LaMarcus
Aldridge isn't either.
That's true. Which puts Robin Lopez sitting underneath doing, hopefully getting some trash buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a chance to be creative. I think the bench favors Portland. Mo Williams, CJ McCollum, Darrell Wright, whichever one of those three doesn't start is a big deal. I don't know who they have down. Oh, Thomas Robinson.
Thomas Robinson.
She'll try to get some points against the team that traded him away.
Earl Watson.
Earl the Pearl. I don't know. What do you think, Luke?
I want Portland to win.
Portland.
I'll take some Portland to win.
I want them to win, and I hope they do. But I don't know, man.
That's a hard
one. It's anyone's game.
This may be. I know everybody's excited about the Golden State LA series.
Yeah.
If Bogut was playing, which I don't know, he's out completely, right?
We don't know if he's out completely. Okay. I don't think.
If Bogut were playing, I would say I'm more excited about that series. I think I'm more excited about the Portland Houston series.
It's gonna be games of basketball. It's gonna be big games.
At least seven games of basketball.
Big games of basketball.
Andrew, you got any more thoughts?
Jeremy Lin will be key.
Oh yeah.
Coming off the bench.
I forget he's still in the NBA
for Houston. He's a really nice sixth man. The other role players on the Houston Rockets, I just don't really trust them. You just don't really know who's going to show up. So, picks.
Omri Kispi.
Omri.
Wasn't Patrick Beverley, did he get hurt? Is he back?
Yeah.
He's
back.
Okay?
He's back.
Chandler Parsons got a big
is an X factor.
He's got a contract coming up. So, let's do picks. We got 30 seconds.
I'm going to go Portland. 7.
Oh, gosh. Going into Houston to win game 7. Taylor.
Houston 7.
I'll go Portland 6.
I'm going Portland 6.
Portland 6.
All they got to do is win one of the first two and then just stay at home.
I don't know. I
think you guys are doubting Dwight a little bit.
I think he's giving
you better believe I am.
Tons of reasons, too. All right. Next series.
Hey, there's Dwight. A duck again. Get that duck out of here.
Welcome
Get
back.
That mother duck out of here.
All right.
Last series in the West.
The Golden State Warriors.
Ooh.
In the Los Angeles Clippers. The Splash Brothers versus
the
Slam Town. Here we go. Four minutes. Go.
Taylor, go.
If Bogut plays, the Warriors have a good chance at this.
He's not playing.
At all?
He's got a cracked rib, and if he gets bumped, it punctures his lung and dies. You want him to die?
You know, Bogut's so tough, man.
Is he?
He doesn't care if he dies. He'll keep playing.
So,
if he dies on the court.
Who are they going to play? A lot of Jermaine O'Neal, Draymond Green.
Oh.
They're going to play a lot of Draymond Green at the four, guarding Blake, because he does a pretty good job on Blake.
But if he gets in foul trouble, man, that is a...
Yeah, that's a
When
that's
he
a
gets
big
in
hit.
Foul trouble, they'll have to do something else.
Who no would they kidding. Put on him? Is, they still have
Spates.
Do they still have Festus Ezeli?
Festus has been out.
Festus.
Permanently.
No.
Gone
what happened to Festus?
Dude, Festus has been hurt.
Oh, Festus. Get well soon, Fest.
He had a festering...
He had a right knee. He had right knee surgery, and he's out indefinitely.
Jeez, I'm very, 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 very in on the Clippers for this series.
Me too.
Yes.
The Golden State Warriors had success last year playing small, but they had Bogut at center. Now they're gonna have David Lee at center.
Yeah,
that doesn't really work.
Terrible defender.
That just doesn't work.
They'll start Jermaine O'Neal, don't you think?
I don't know.
I think they will. That's what they have been doing when he's out.
Maybe. But hasn't Lee been out too?
Yes, but he's back, I think. Like, I think
he's going to play.
Yeah.
But
I forget about David Lee a little bit. I mean, he can at least score.
He can score. He can rebound.
He's good against the Clips, too. Blake Griffin doesn't do anything against him.
Yeah, Blake's not a super defender. They just protect the rim with their athleticism pretty well.
Andre
yeah.
Iguodala is also
it's a big deal.
Really big.
Who are they going to put him on? Who does he guard?
Chris Paul.
Yeah, yes. You think so? He won't run around with Redick or...
No, you put him on Chris Paul. You have other guys that can guard Redick.
So Barnes will run around with probably Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Chris Paul will guard Steph, you think? Yeah.
And Redick on Iggy? Or whoever.
Yeah. They could present some matchups for the Clippers, too. I think I always look lopsided for the Clippers. But, you know, DeAndre doesn't do anything offensively on his own. Like, it's putbacks and it's dunks. And he's not a post guy. And so it's not – you don't get put – I think the rim is the protector that Bogut, because Bogut could also switch off on Blake and do a pretty easy job.
That's the thing. And DeAndre wouldn't get easy buckets if Bogut was guarding him. If Bogut was looking out for him and all this stuff, but
Jermaine O'Neal could play significant minutes against DeAndre Jordan. He's not going to get him in foul trouble.
I don't think he can stay with him.
No, it's stupid.
He can't stay with him. But a lot of reason for the Warriors' success last year too was Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes playing their minds. playing out of their minds.
They played their minds out.
They playing out of their minds in the playoffs, and you have to count on that again.
Hey, so quick question. Harrison Barnes still plays for the Warriors?
Yes, and he's been playing better now.
Has he been playing better?
Has he?
A little bit.
Harrison Barnes, I get him confused with someone else in the NBA.
Matt Barnes?
I think so.
Well, they'll play against each other. The Barnes is...
That's going to be...
The Barnes Bros.
I'm going to get really confused.
Yeah,
it'll be good. You won't if you actually watch them.
They actually wear different jerseys.
No. It's going to be confusing.
They actually look completely different, too.
Completely different, too.
But they have the same last... The jerseys have the same name on them, so that
doesn't
help.
Is that the only thing you look at?
Yeah, you are colorblind.
I'm not sure that I ever look at the name.
Except for still one would be dark.
I tell the teams by the names.
Another big difference is that instead of having Jarrett Jack, they have Steve Blake.
Yes.
Ooh, I forget about Blake. All right, predictions, go.
No, you have Jabron.
We got 14 seconds.
Clips in six.
Clippers in seven.
Clips in six.
Clips in six.
Yay.
Now we have to wait for the duck.
Western Conference.
All right. Western Conference is done.
Don't do it, Luke.
The duck?
Did you guys see that duck walk in? Eastern Conference. Did you know there's an Eastern Conference this year?
Yeah, and there's kind of some good matchups.
Games. It'll be weird.
There's two matchups I'm excited to see.
The first matchup that we're all very excited to see, 2 minutes on the clock, is the Indiana Pacers versus the Atlanta Hawks.
So they split the series 2-2 going through the regular season. Pacers are limping in the sense of how they've been playing into the playoffs. And the Hawks actually been playing pretty well because they kind of fought for their lives. I still think the Pacers are going to win that series.
Yes. If they don't.
I know. They match up, you know, because you got to think. Paul George, they don't have anybody that Paul George, because they put him on Jeff Teague a lot, I know, during the regular season.
Dude, Damari?
Damari Curl.
I like him. Not that much, though.
I literally just ran out of things to say about this series.
I really like this, the Paul Millsap-David West matchup.
Yeah.
That's the only fun matchup that will be in this series. I'm excited to watch that. I hope playoff Paul George comes and visits and says hello, because he was really good.
What about Pero Antic versus Roy Hibbert?
That's going to be stupid.
It's a very interesting matchup.
That's a terrible matchup.
I'm not going to watch any of these games.
Pero shoots from the outside.
Am I wrong to think that C.J. Watson, he was hurt for a lot of this season. He just started coming back, which is a big deal for their backup.
Physically or emotionally?
I think both.
That's the worst.
Both by a woman.
Hey, Evan Turner. Better show up.
He's been terrible.
He's been awful.
He's been really bad. I don't get it.
Not good.
I've tried to keep going with adjectives of bad. Bad. He's been bad.
Really, this whole Pacers team has been really bad. What are our picks? Who cares?
Pacers in seven.
Whoa.
Seven games. Whoa.
Pacers in five.
Pacers in five.
Pacers in five. I don't know.
Hey, listen. I'm sorry for that pick later. Move on. Next one.
Hey, man.
It's embarrassing if the Hawks get one game.
We're not even
going to
wait for the duck. Next series, the Miami Heat versus the Charlotte Bobcats. This is the last time that we'll see the Bobcats in the NBA.
It's going to be the Hornets.
I say that the Bobcats go out on top and win this one.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how happy I'd be?
That'd be sweet.
Here's the thing. Go, Cats, go.
The biggest deal for me in the Bobcats is, do they win a game?
Yes.
And do you think they can win one?
I don't know. Jefferson's having a 40.
They're the 24th. They have the 24th ranked offense in the NBA.
And their defense is better, though.
Yeah, their defense is very good,
but not good enough.
If you can't score the basketball,
especially against the Heat, is there a game though that Kimba and Al Jefferson go insane? And
yes.
They don't have anybody. Like, they're not gonna. No, there is 4-0 sweep.
Yeah,
I love Al Jefferson, and I love Gerald Henderson? I don't actually like him at all.
I like Al Jefferson, but when has he ever done anything in the playoffs?
Has he been
when
in
has
the
he had a chance? He's been in the playoffs one time.
So nothing?
With the Jet, once with the Jazz.
Yeah.
And then now this time. And he's about to kill it. Kill it for a game.
So call it. What are you going?
I'm going Heat in five. Go Cats.
I'll go Heat in five just in hoping.
I'll go Heat in four. I hope they don't, but I don't know.
Go Cats.
Sweep town. Sweep town. Sweep city. LeBron sweep James is playing on the Heat. We didn't even mention his name or Chris Bosh.
Yeah, because we just know. So we have 40 seconds to talk about name as many Bobcat players as you can do. Josh McRoberts?
Yeah, and he's about to be good in the playoffs.
Kemba Walker.
Yep.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Yeah.
Gerald Henderson.
Yeah.
Al Jefferson. Is Ramon Sessions playing for them?
No. He got traded for the Gare Bear.
Gary Neal.
Gary Neal. Oh, I forgot about that.
The Gare Bear. That changes the game.
That's it. I have six. I'm going to be embarrassed about some of these. Oh. Bismack Biyombo?
Bismack. Yes.
There we go, seven.
Who was their pick last year? I forgot his name. Cody Zeller.
That's eight.
Good job.
Yes. That's their whole team, isn't it?
That's a rotation.
Chris Douglas Roberts plays on this team.
Oh, he does.
Boo.
Luke Ridnour is the backup point guard now.
Oh, yeah.
James Sutherland.
All of that to get four games.
Does that Luke Ridnour name make you change your predictions a little bit?
Maybe. I might be going a little bit more to game five. All right, moving on.
2 minutes on the clock for the Toronto Raptors and Brooklyn Nets.
I want so badly to pick Toronto.
Well, do it.
I don't think they're going to do it.
Okay.
I think Brooklyn's, they've been positioning and getting ready for this moment. That's why they made the moves in the offseason. That's why they that's why they, you know, sat a bunch of guys. And I think, are they full going into it, except for Brooke, obviously?
Yes. Besides that, yes.
They're going to go small, and Toronto doesn't have anything to punish them because of that. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Joe Johnson, Darren Williams,
Sean Livingston,
those other players that they
Marcus
have.
Thornton going off for 39.
Yeah, that was a great pickup. And then
that's stupid. That's
Mason Plumlee,
Andre Blatch, Mason. I mean, it's Brooklyn's been playing really well.
It's a playoff team.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Toronto, technically,
Toronos first.
This What's team is in the playoffs, Jay.
What's funny about Toronto is they. I don't know if you put some truth medicine in Yuri that he would say that they're supposed to make the playoffs. Like, I think he was looking for lotto balls, but they made some good moves, and just by losing players, like Rudy Gay trade, and now we're over 500. And so it's a good season. It's their first time in the playoffs, probably since Bosch was there.
This is their best franchise record.
Isn't that crazy?
Ever.
And so I think that what that does is puts them in a place to where
they won the Atlantic Division.
It's a great season. I just don't see them winning in the first round.
I don't either. I think KG is old, but he has such a large defensive impact. His defensive real plus minus, we're using it, is above Duncan, Dwight, Bogut, Gasol, and Iggy. So he plays for 15, 20 minutes, but when he's on the court, he still has such a huge defensive impact. And that's when this is a playoff, so this is when it comes in, I think.
We have 10 seconds. We need to make predictions.
I got the Raptors in seven.
Calling it.
I like the Raptors. They have more home games. They are more athletic. Sorry, guys, you don't get to make your predictions. I'll probably be alone on this, but I like the Raptors. I like their athleticism, and I don't think that Brooklyn can hang with them athletically.
Six.
Brooklyn in six?
Yes.
I'll go Brooklyn in seven.
Brooklyn in six.
Okay.
I could see the Raptors. I 100% could see that happening. I think that Brooklyn's just waiting for this and have been waiting for this.
I want Brooklyn to meet up with the Heat so bad.
They'll get beat in five games, but... Yeah.
That's not what the regular season said.
Next series. This is my last series, and I gotta get on. Yeah.
This is the last series anyways.
Is it?
Yep.
How about that? Oh, and it's the Chicago and...
Chicago and the Zards. 2 minutes go. Chicago Zards.
I like this Wizards team. And that's the extent of my analysis. I don't know what to expect out of Chicago going into this series. I think that... I don't know. I cannot process through. I think having Nene back is big for the Wizards. They match up pretty well with Gortat and Nene or Nene. I don't know how to say it. John Wall, Trevor Ariza is still there, I think, maybe.
He's there.
Bradley Beal.
Drew Gooden.
All these other players.
Al Harrington.
Andre Miller.
Andre Miller.
Actually leaning probably towards the Wizards in this, to be honest with you. And what? I don't know about Chicago. I don't know how. They'll play incredible defense. I just know if they can score.
There are only two teams that are worse at playing offense than them in the entire NBA. They're worse than the Bobcats. Offensively. And that they're the second best defensive team in the league, and that's really cool and everything. But I like John Wall. I just don't think they have anyone that can handle John Wall.
But it has to be John Wall and Bradley Beal. Like all of the points have to come from their guard play because Noah and Taj are really going to cancel out Nene and Gortat's offensive anything. So I think yes, John Wall and Bradley Beal have to have a crazy good series. But I don't trust that they will be consistent enough.
So who are you picking?
Bulls in six.
It is a Wizards' first playoff series too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, since Gilbert.
I don't know if that's a big deal or not, but I picked the Wiz in six. I'm going to stick with it.
I say it's anyone's game. It's going seven, and it's anyone's game.
So seven and one of the two teams playing.
Yeah, well, it could be anyone. I don't know.
Say it's Brooklyn.
It's going seven.
Seven and whoever scores more points.
It's going seven, and it's going to be a nail biter.
You're not really
Ray
saying
Allen's going to hit a three.
Okay, I bet it's going to end up being the Zards in seven.
Okay. Wizards in six.
Are we going around again? Bulls in six.
Wizards in six.
I didn't get to say my prediction.
Yeah, jerk.
You just looked at me it's your turn.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
We are going to try as much as we can. We're going to try to jump on either after Thunder Games or the day after Thunder Games to kind of just digest together what happened during the Thunder Games as part of playoffs and any other big moments that happen. If somebody gets hurt that's significant in the playoffs, we'll talk about that.
Whoa, Jay.
I'm not jinxing anybody.
I literally went to Blake Griffin
in my mind.
Dude, case Trevor Booker gets hurt.
We will come on immediately. So any other questions we have? We want to do it with predictions and be done.
Are you ready for the playoffs?
I am jacked for the playoffs.
I'm not ready yet.
Luke is definitely not ready.
Do you have what's on the slate tomorrow as far as games?
Let me get the slate out.
So, what are y'all's playoff predictions?
So I think that
everyone's going to have a lot of fun.
Hey, did you guys see the table reading of Space Jam on Funny or Die yesterday with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan?
That's yesterday? Whoa, that's like a month old, bro.
Sorry, I just saw the highlights.
11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have the Brooklyn Nets and the Toronto Raptors.
Ooh.
2:30, Warriors Clippers. 6 o'clock, gosh. Pacers Hawks.
Is that game playing on NBA TV while there's a real game on TNT?
ESPN.
That always happens to the Pacers.
And then the last game is the Thunder Grizzlies at 8:30.
So then Sunday is all the other series.
Sunday is everyone else. What is happening right now? Okay, thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast. Follow us on Twitter.
Did say that?
At DTD Podcast. DownToDunk.com.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy the playoffs. We'll see you sometime in the next couple days.
DownToDunk.com.